Question. Hey, Shoesby, I have a question for you. I'm finding it rough lately when I hear good news from my actor friends. Booking jobs, callbacks, this, that. I feel like I'm in a good place creatively, but at a standstill professionally, i.e. booking jobs and getting callbacks. I celebrate my wins and opportunities and focus on process, and I'm more content in my life than I have been in years. But I find it hard to avoid, or probably more apt, deal with my feelings of jealousy for the quantifiable industry successes that others get. It's like an ugly reminder that it doesn't matter how good I feel about what I'm doing, the industry doesn't want me right now. And this means I judge myself more for not only being where I want to be in my career, I know, impossible, but also for feeling jealous in the first place. I guess I'm asking if there are any mindset changes or practical things that would be valuable to get me back into a place where I can wait free, even when reminded of my lack of movement in the years of the industry. Andrew the Giant. Answer. Mate, thank you for this beautifully honest and open question. Yeah. Jealousy. Man, am I versed in that bad boy. Literally yesterday, I saw a close friend pop up in a trailer for a new film and felt a sense of spite. A little moment of feeling left behind, like my work sucks, like I'm not going anywhere, the industry doesn't want me, etc. And how damn understandable. When other people, particularly close comrades, get to do the thing we spend so long and hard working towards. Of course, totally normal for the brain to kick into protective mode. We see people we love being rewarded for their years of dedication, commitment, hard work, patience, etc. Or, side note, maybe we see what we believe to be a shortcut or a handout happening for someone we believe doesn't work as hard. Well, we see their efforts being valued. We see the tribe prop them up, and that causes reactions within ourselves. Reactions which carry with them a bunch of powerful shoulds, or should nots. You should not be feeling those things toward your friends and colleagues. You should be a good actor and celebrate your friends' wins. You should not feel negatively toward your colleagues. You should be positive and congratulate other people. You should, blah, blah, blah. All right. I want to make myself clear. Please don't waste time pushing your beautiful body's signals aside or judging them as something which needs to be swallowed or hidden. Feelings of jealousy are not good, bad, right, or wrong. They are simply feelings. And the issue is never with what you're feeling. The issue is judging what you're feeling. For example, I'm feeling jealous towards Doug, and that's a bad thing. I disagree. I don't think feeling jealous is a bad thing. I think it's a human thing. And that's okay. Feeling jealous? Great. That tells me you're a glorious human being, messy, grey, and complex. Every single actor on this earth has experienced jealousy toward another actor. We are in an industry with no clear linear pathway. We can go from walking on a red carpet today for a main role in a big feature film, to being on set saying one line of dialogue tomorrow, to not working for 18 months, to doing a fast food advert, to doing an indie theatre show where 8 people are in the audience, to being on a soap, Aussie soap, to getting 60,000 followers in a few weeks, to finishing that job, to losing all those followers in a few weeks, to getting no work for 6 months, to walking on a red carpet for your friend's film, not yours, etc., etc. It's all just, man, it is so higgledy-piggledy. And the more chaos and uncertainty, the more fear. And the more fear, the more fighting to control things which are uncontrollable. God, when I say it like that, I'm even more in favor of giving oneself permission to feel jealous. Of course an actor is going to feel jealous. to see a friend being celebrated for their efforts, but instantly brings up thoughts for me like, well, they're okay and I'm not. Their career is safe and mine is not. They're going to get more work now. They're going to be able to pay rent. They're going to be able to send a kid to school and I'm not. Now, let's acknowledge a very important influence here. Media. Media does its absolute best to manipulate. Again, not good, bad, right or wrong. They tell stories to try and make us care about what they would like us to care about, for whatever reason. But one thing is for sure, there is a vast difference between the image of success and what actual success is for the individual. Sometimes we can quickly be influenced into caring about things which are actually not that important to us. For example, feeling jealous toward another actor even though the path they are on doesn't even align with yours. This is of huge importance. Why? The key to not giving a fuck is by being clear and honest about what truly is worth giving a fuck about for you and for now. The more clear and honest you are about what success looks like for you, the easier it will be for you to measure yourself by your own metrics and not by the metrics of others. But let's get back to your question. How to deal with jealousy when it's actually present and plaguing the mind? I remember a time when my fears really started kicking up a notch. Previews for a show I was in at the Sydney Opera House began, and it was like my self-doubt took steroids. The internal voices, the self-doubt, the negative spiraling, it was running rampant. Actors I knew were coming every night. Actors who were working on shows that I desperately wanted to be on. I was jealous, hook, line, and sinker. And what's worse, I was judging myself enormously for being jealous. But I'm supposed to be a kind and generous actor. I'm not supposed to be spiteful and resentful and jealous. Nope. Humans feel those things. Messy, complex humans feel all those things. However, it had gotten to the point where I felt truly exhausted. I was just tired of my brain going there, moment after moment. I just wanted to focus on my work and enjoy my life, not spend every 10 seconds on stage thinking about other people. I wanted change, and I wanted it fast. Opening night was coming soon, and I was aware that if I didn't take responsibility for my internal dialogue, it could take over. And before I knew it, the show would be over. So, I put my hand up. And after some wonderful guidance from my coach, I would sneak into the theatre 30 minutes before the doors opened. I would sit on that stage, stare out at those 550 seats, pick a random chair, and imagine an audience member sitting in it. An actor whose opinion I cared about. An actor who I felt jealous of. An actor who I felt resentful towards. In other words, I imagined a human being, and I would think of all the ways that they were just like me. For example, just like me, this person is seeking some happiness in their life. Just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in their life. Just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, despair. Just like me, this person is seeking to fulfill their needs. Just like me, this person has no idea what they are doing in their life and they are making it all up as they go along, etc., etc. Yeah. That actor that I'm jealous of, resentful of, jaded toward, they're just a human being. And just like me, they're trying to survive. They're trying to avoid pain. They have hopes and dreams. They hide shame. They have regrets. Stew over the past, worry about the future. They feel broken, they feel sad, and damn sure they have moments where they feel jealous of other actors. And that's okay. Hope this helps. For private coaching, my online career course, or for all other resources, head to actorsblueprint.com or just simply email me at info@actorsblueprint.com. Cool.